Hello?
Oh, you just made it. I was just ready to hit the old hang-up button.
George, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was me.
That's okay.
I have a levitation story to tell you.
All right. Yeah, what happened?
Well, when I was 10 years old, I went to a girlfriend's slumber party, my best friend, and we were messing around with levitation and seances and that sort of thing. And this is a game where one girl lays down, and there were five of us all together, including the girl who laid down. So there were two girls on one side and one girl on another. And then one girl sitting at her head, rubbing her temples and chanting, "You're light as a feather and stiff as a board." And you say that a few times, and then you try to lift them up with your two fingers that are placed underneath her.
The other four do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what happened?
You just put two fingers underneath and lift them up. And we lifted her up without any effort at all. I mean, our fingers didn't bend or anything. I mean, it was like she was floating. And she realized, you know, she kind of got scared and then just kind of came down. But we lifted her above our heads, and it was just the freakiest thing. Of course, we ran right to our sleeping bag.
Oh, good. You dropped her.
But I love your show.
All right.
I love your show.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, you guys ran to your sleeping bags. You forgot about her. And plop, she hit the bottom. Let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
How dare you?
Oh, not you again. How did you get
How dare you?
And now what?
Star Trek, you know what I'm talking about. Star Trek.
What's wrong with Star Trek?
It's pornographic.
Star Trek is pornographic?
Yes. It's filthy. It's terrible. It's a shill for the New World Order and New World Orderisms, and I'm telling you right now that this 40 years since Star Trek has been on the television, look at where our country has gone, into the toilet.
Well, I don't think you could blame Star Trek for that, Jim.
Oh,
C.
yes, you can. It
Maybe something else.
Part of that brainwashing mentality.
Oh, Star Trek is a fun show.
I bet
you're sitting there now in a Star Trek outfit with little tights.
How dare you?
Excuse me?
How dare you? You dare. You would dare to insinuate that I would be dressed up like you were talking about. Your listeners are all dressing up tonight in Star Trek uniforms.
Yeah, Trekkie
bunch
things.
Of perverts.
Well, I bet you're there with little curled up slippers and enjoying the
How
show.
How you dare to mock me?
I'm not.
Mocking God's 10-star general?
I'm not mocking you.
Yes, you are. Listen to your tone, Mr. Norrie. Now listen, Star Trek, it was subversiveness from the Soviet Union because William Shatner is a Canadian operative. And I'm telling you, they brought on the idea of having that weak-minded moron, Chekhov, the Russian, who was, you know, he was an idiot, but they were still trying to bring in and make you sympathetic to the Russians' cause, that we can all live together and work together when we should, talking about uniting us in the world, when we need to be dividing up on our fighting lines and ready to fight like real Americans.
Well, you know, you and I may agree on the battle, but Chekhov was not an idiot. He had a high IQ.
He's a moron.
JC, are you ever happy about anything?
I'm always happy. I'm happy when God lays out before me the plans for punishment of this planet.
Your girlfriend Edna left with a guy on a motorcycle.
You? She
did.
Was not my girlfriend.
Who was she?
Servant.
She was a servant?
That's right. That's the proper word for it. She served me.
How many people did you have serving you, JC?
That is classified information for me and the Lord to know only, and it's on a need-to-know basis.
You don't need to know. You running some kind of commune or something?
I have a compound together of some like-minded individuals, which I would like to have the I Agree with J.C. line opened up one of these days.
I would do that with you.
Will call and profess their love for me.
Would you take phone calls and things like that?
Of course I would.
Well, I'm going to put you on hold, and we can work out something.
Wait.
I'm not holding up yet. Don't worry. You're still with us.
I was saying that we need to divide up on our fighting lines. And I think the best way to start is to let the world know we're serious about when you wrong America, you wrong us for good. We need to drop atomic bombs. We need to use our atomic bombs. We need to hit the Japs again in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Let them know we're serious.
Oh, J.C.
Just to remind them, that's what you get for attacking on a Sunday morning.
J.C.
When we're trying to sleep. And around Christmas time, you know how many Christmases they ruined with that?
See, that was 60-some years ago. They paid their price.
Right. And it would show the world we're serious when you come to fighting with us. We're never going to let you forget. And we're serious about defeating our enemies. We need to use our A-bombs.